Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, AbbVie licenses a portfolio of pain compounds from China's Haisco Pharmaceutical in a deal worth up to $745 million. The FDA grants full approval to FILSPARI as the first and only approved treatment for focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. And pharmaceutical executive speaks with Deepak Prakash of Adentiv on how RFID and real-time tracking are building operational visibility in clinical trials. AbbVie has entered into an exclusive licensing agreement with Haisco Pharmaceutical to develop, manufacture, and commercialize a portfolio of novel pain compounds outside of mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. The compounds, which include NaV1.8 inhibitors designed to block pain signals at the source, span from preclinical through phase 1 development in China and are positioned for chronic pain indications where tolerability and abuse liability remain persistent concerns with existing options. Haisco receives $30 million upfront and is eligible for up to $715 million in development, regulatory, and commercial milestones, plus tiered royalties. The FDA has approved FILSPARI as the first and only FDA-approved treatment for focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, a rare kidney disease and leading cause of kidney failure for adult and pediatric patients 8 years and older with FSGS without nephrotic syndrome. The approval, which expands FILSPARI's existing label, broadens the addressable patient population to more than 100,000 patients in the United States. Across both indications, and aligns with current KDIGO clinical practice guidelines for managing FSGS. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Deepak Prakash, Vice President of Healthcare at Adentiv, on how RFID and Bluetooth-enabled tracking technologies are beginning to close the operational visibility gap that has long constrained complex clinical trials. Prakash argues that as trials expand across multiple countries, decentralized patient populations, and tightly coordinated logistics networks, the underlying infrastructure has not kept pace, leaving teams dependent on disconnected systems and manual data entry. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.